introduce you to my kin folks, to my old friends, to the house in the pines where the road ends. Take you to my hometown, where I grew up, where I thought I knew it all before I knew what love was. Gave up on it, but honey, you got my hopes up, and I'm thinking that I want to introduce you to my kin folks.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The FDA is telling doctors to advise pregnant women not to use Tylenol because of its active ingredient, acetaminophen, and a potential link to autism. But ABC Steve Osunsami says
leading medical groups say that there have been dozens of large studies over the decades, and not one of them found that acetaminophen causes autism. They worry that pregnant women will now be afraid to take the drug, even when they have a fever, which they say can be more dangerous for the baby.
The White House says it stands behind border czar Tom Homan, who says he did nothing criminal or illegal amid allegations he accepted a bag of cash during a sting operation. President Trump speaks at the UN General Assembly today. France became the latest U.S. ally to recognize a Palestinian state. Israel's prime minister says Israel will react. And Jimmy Kimmel's show returns to ABC tonight after Disney suspended the show for almost a week over Kimmel's comments made about Charlie Kirk's death. Disney's the parent company of ABC News. This is ABC News. NASA is getting some new astronauts, says ABC's Mike Dubusky.
At a ceremony at the Johnson Space Center in Houston, Texas.
It's an exciting time to be here, and I couldn't be more thrilled and honored.
Anna Menon was one of six women and four men picked to begin a two-year astronaut training program. Aaron Overcash described getting the call.
And the first words that I said on the phone were, "No way." I mean, yes, of course.
After training, the new astronauts will crew missions to the International Space Station, the Moon, and one day, possibly, Mars. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
A man who was 11 when his mother was murdered is asking the state of Alabama to stop his scheduled execution. Jeffrey West was 21 years old when he shot and killed Margaret Parrish Berry while robbing the gas station where she worked. Her son Will says he's exchanged letters with West. He is scheduled to die on Thursday. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Ashland School District is debating on whether or not to adopt a four-day school week. Many school districts in the country have already adopted a four-day school week for various reasons, and Ashland teacher Mark Reimer has proposed to do the same to address the teacher shortage and boost morale, citing its success in other rural districts. This has a chance to also improve attendance and academic performance through increased planning time. While Board Vice President Shelley Bader and teacher Marie McFarlane voiced concerns about meals and childcare, Reimer and a committee he formed plan to develop a unique Ashland model, incorporating community feedback and learning from other districts, with $6,500 in approved research funds. Findings are due in February. Wednesday, September 24th, there's a blood drive at the Phillips High School gym from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. This is your chance to potentially save someone's life with your donation. Once again, it's taking place Wednesday, September 24th, from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. over at the Phillips High School gym. While the federal Equal Rights Amendment has yet to be ratified, a Wisconsin amendment has been introduced in Madison. Lisa Hale reports.
Two Wisconsin lawmakers introduced the Wisconsin Equal Rights Amendment to the legislature on Monday. Co-authored by Democratic Representative Breanne Brown of Whitewater and Democratic Senator LaTanya Johnson of Milwaukee, the ERA reads, "Equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by this state or by any political subdivision of the state on account of sex, gender identity, race, color, sexual orientation, disability, religion, national origin, marital status, family status, age, ancestry, or any other immutable characteristic." At a press conference about the Wisconsin ERA, the Appleton area now chapter president Irene Strobin said that the state ERA is more comprehensive than the federal amendment. Several individuals emphasized the importance of the bill not only for women, but also for minorities. Sarah Long Radolph said, as a black woman, she has seen the need for an ERA firsthand while working as a single mother in the Fox Valley.
"I was a woman making less money while doing the same job as my male counterparts."
The youngest of the speakers was 14-year-old Tova Levine. She said an ERA is crucial for today's children.
"Every single child deserves this. All religions, all genders, all sexualities, all races, all abilities. They deserve the Equal Rights Amendment."
The Equal Rights Amendment for the Wisconsin Constitution must be approved in two consecutive legislative sessions before it can be put before the voters on a ballot. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Niagara Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Same great people, same dependable service, same hometown values. It's truck month, and right now qualified buyers get 2.9% financing for up to 72 months on all 2025 Silverado 1500s. Or choose up to $8,000 off with factory incentives and Mark's Niagara Chevrolet discount. Don't wait. Offer ends September 30th at Niagara Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
Recently, a bill has been introduced into Congress looking to add more transparency in the fertilizer market and lower the prices for farmers. I'm Ben Jarboe at the Midwest Farm Report, and here to give more insight for why there's a need for this bill is Shane Goplin, a farmer with HV Acres LLC and member of the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association.
"In transparency in the fertilizer market, we really don't know trends. From a farmer's perspective, on my end, we see that, it seems like if the grain prices go up, well, the fertilizer prices go up. Why? We don't know. It's just, kind of what we've gotten used to. But now we're, next year we're seeing fertilizer costs going up even more without the price of grain."
Shane Goplin says that they just want the answers as to why these things are happening. Why is fertilizer continuing to go up when the crop prices continue to go down? For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarboe, and we'll take a look at some agriculture news right after this.
From sugar beet fields to dairy facilities, producers count on an operating line of credit from Ag Country Farm Credit Services to help make their operations more profitable. With multi-year commitment options, digital tools and remote deposit, and the ability to only borrow what you need when you need it, our operating line of credit makes financing your needs easier. Visit agcountry.com/lineofcredit or call 800-450-9858 to learn more. Terms apply. See website for details.
At the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, they know your business has always been something special. Now you can let customers know it too, in an instant, with the red and yellow Something Special from Wisconsin sticker. Joining the program gives you access to supplier and distribution information, marketing support, and a community of like-minded Wisconsin businesses. Best of all, you'll let people know that your work is done with care, quality, and love. You've always been something special. Visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to make it official.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarboe with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at some agriculture news.
The Dairy Checkoff has introduced Smart Swaps. This is a dairy-focused initiative designed to help schools meet evolving nutrition standards and student expectations while using dairy. The goal is to find something that both students like and is good for them. In other news, Foremost Farms USA, a leading dairy cooperative and manufacturer in the Midwest, has announced that they have reached an agreement to sell their food service cheese business, including the 1950-127 brand. And to go along with that, all the related manufacturing equipment will be given to Wisconsin Dairy Distributing. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
The Brewers lose on the late show. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Padres beat the Brewers late last night, 5-4 in 11 innings. Out on the West Coast in San Diego, with the win, the Padres able to secure a spot in the postseason. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked after the game, what did he think about his guys' effort battling into extra innings, even though they've already won their division?
Fantastic. I mean, it was great. It was great. We did so many great things. And I'm proud of our guys for not just showing up and saying, well, we've clinched a bye, we won the division, and showing up and playing as hard as they did. That touched me. I mean, I really thought it was special. I know guys are disappointed we didn't win. I am too.
NFL. The Packers getting ready to play the Cowboys this week on Sunday Night Football. Green Bay, the Vikings, and Lions now all with a record of 2-1 after Detroit beat the Ravens last night 38-30 on Monday Night Football. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some areas of fog through mid-morning, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows near 50. On Wednesday, some clouds to start, then increasing sunshine. A nice day with highs right around 70. Current temperature is 56 degrees. 98 Q Country.
South Alabama, her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking? She snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive, he peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might lead. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? What was I thinking? By the county line, the cops are nipping on our heels. Pulled off the road and kicked it in four wheels. Shut off the lights and tore through a cornfield. What was I thinking? Out the other side, she was hollering faster. Took a dirt road, had the radio blasting. Hit the honky-tonk for a little close dancing. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might lead. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? A born-to-kill tattoo tried to cut in, I knocked out his front tooth. We ran outside, hood sliding like Bo Duke. What was I thinking? I finally got her home at a 2:30. Later, daddy's in a lawn chair sitting on the driveway. Put it in park as he started my way. What was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking?
gave a come and get me grin. And like a bullet we were gone again. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might lead. I know what I was feeling. Yeah, I know what I was feeling. What was I thinking?
Sometimes late at night, I lie awake and watch her sleeping. She's lost in peaceful dreams, so I turn out the lights and lay there in the dark. And the thought crosses my mind, if I never wake up in the morning, would she ever doubt the way I feel about her in my heart? If tomorrow never comes, will she know how much I loved her? Did I try in every way to show her every day that she's my only one? And if my time on earth were through, she must face this world without me. Is the love I gave her in the past gonna be enough to last? If tomorrow never comes, cause I've lost loved ones in my life who never knew how much I loved them. Now I live with the regret that my true feelings for them never were revealed. So I made a promise to myself to say each day how much she means to me, and avoid that circumstance where there's no second chance to tell her how I feel. Cause if tomorrow never comes, will she know how much I loved her? Did I try in every way to show her every day that she's my only one? And if my time on earth were through, she must face this world without me. Is the love I gave her in the past gonna be enough to last if tomorrow never comes? So tell that someone that you love just what you're thinking of if tomorrow never comes.
This is your home for Milwaukee Brewers baseball, 98Q Country.
Well, it's been some time. You still look like an angel. I heard you're doing fine. Got promoted back in April, and you met someone your dad says he's okay. Well, I've never been better. Things are going my way. I sleep like a baby. I never show up late for work. I don't drink whiskey. I don't know how it feels to hurt. But I ain't been lonely since you said goodbye. Wish I could say I miss you, but you know I never lie. Yeah, I met somebody too. She's a model out in L.A. And she's begging me to move. She says Malibu is really great. I ain't decided if I'm going or not. But at the end of the day, hey, I sleep like a baby. I never show up late. Wish I could say I miss you, but you know I never lie. Say I miss you. Oh, but you know I never lie.
I'm starting to see. Carrie Underwood there, 98Q Country, and a Tuesday morning. Good Tuesday morning to you. Dense fog advisory is in effect for us for this morning until about 11 o'clock. Some of the outlying areas especially. Some fog out there. Broadcasting the 98Q Morning Show from the Aspirus Health Studios. A smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people. 56 to start to the day. It's a long sleeve shirt optional day today if you want to get yourself through the morning hours. We'll see temperatures start out a little cool. 56 is nice, but 67 right around there. Lots of sunshine. Looks like the rain has been tapered off at the very least, if not called off for the next few days. And temperatures will moderate back up into the low 70s. For Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Today, tomorrow, we'll struggle to get to 70. 67 is what we'll call it right now. More keywords coming up. Lots of folks tossing the keywords our way yesterday. In our text to win, go for the green and gold text to win contest. Another keyword coming up in the 7 o'clock hour here. This morning, the Lions last night with a nice win on the road, taking down Baltimore. We were kind of thinking, well, have the Lions taken a step back, losing a lot of coaches, a few key players. They looked pretty good last night. Turnover helped them out. Derrick Henry is a good running back for Baltimore, but he can't seem to hang on to the football, well, once per game, but that's a lot in the National Football League. And the Lions, Packers, Vikings, all 2-1. In the NFC Norris division now. The Lions might be back. That defense looked pretty good last night. Not sure if Baltimore is as good as we thought, though. Their offensive line, they didn't protect very well last night. And it's hard to tell whether it was the defense that was that good or if it was the offense that just couldn't hold up. Still early in the season to tell about that stuff. Packers next game coming up Sunday night. Sunday night football. And we will we'll have that for you right here, of course, on 98Q Country. It's 6:29. Let's get you updated twice an hour. News and sports. Let's do that right now.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The FDA is telling doctors to advise pregnant women not to use Tylenol because of its active ingredient, acetaminophen, and a potential link to autism. But ABC Steve Osunsami says
leading medical groups say that there have been dozens of large studies over the decades, and not one of them found that acetaminophen causes autism. They worry that pregnant women will now be afraid to take the drug, even when they have a fever, which they say can be more dangerous for the baby.
The White House says it stands behind Border Czar Tom Homan, who says he did nothing criminal or illegal amid allegations he accepted a bag of cash during a sting operation. President Trump speaks at the UN General Assembly today. France became the latest U.S. ally to recognize a Palestinian state. Israel's prime minister says Israel will react. And Jimmy Kimmel's show returns to ABC tonight after Disney suspended the show for almost a week over Kimmel's comments made about Charlie Kirk's death. Disney's the parent company of ABC News. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. A new Wisconsin Department of Health Services report is showing that Wisconsin EMS have responded to more than 140,000 falls last year, a staggering 21% of all 911-related ambulance runs in 2024. This week marks Falls Prevention Week, and the health department is encouraging everyone to take steps to reduce fall risks. You can learn how at dhs.wisconsin.gov. September 26th and October 3rd, the Flamborough River YMCA bike bus is returning. The bike bus is a fun alternative way to get to school by riding your bike. Students wait at the closest point along the route and join the bike bus as it rides by. The group does not make stops at any houses. Students bike all the way to school and then go to class just like normal. The bike bus is led by the YMCA program director along with adult safety volunteers. Studies have shown that students who engage in active commuting to school have positive cognitive outcomes. Furthermore, the bike bus promotes independence and community. This is for all students in elementary school or older, and they do ask that students in the first grade or younger ride with a parent or guardian. Parents of any participants are welcome to join. You can find the route by following the QR code on the flyer posted on the Flamborough River YMCA's Facebook page. The route will begin at the YMCA parking lot. They will be leaving the Y parking lot at 7:15 a.m. and planning to arrive at school by 7:35. Helmets must be worn by all participants, and an after-school route is not provided. Families must make their own arrangements. Once again, this is taking place September 26th and October 3rd, leaving the YMCA parking lot at 7:15 a.m. and arriving at the school by 7:35. One of several employees Waupun Correctional Institution charged in connection with inmate deaths is off the hook, Lisa Hale reports.
A Dodge County Circuit Court judge dismisses charges against one of several employees charged in 2024 with abusing residents and misconduct in office at the Waupun Correctional Facility following five inmate deaths. The Wisconsin State Journal reports that according to the order for dismissal, Alexander Hallfelder only worked with one of the inmates in question for a few days before going on family medical leave. Hallfelder also told his supervisor and a member of the health service unit that he was concerned about the inmate's health. The prison was under lockdown conditions when two inmates died by suicide. One died by a drug overdose, one of a stroke, and another of dehydration and malnutrition. Former Waupun warden Randall Hepp was found guilty of a misdemeanor and was fined $500 for his role in the death of an inmate at the prison. 35-year-old Sarah Ransbottom was found guilty in September of a misdemeanor count of violating state or county institutional law. She was ordered to pay a fine and a court fee. Five other prison employees still face charges of abusing an inmate or misconduct.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers lose on the Late Show. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Padres beat the Brewers late last night, 5-4 in 11 innings. Out on the West Coast in San Diego, with the win, the Padres able to secure a spot in the postseason. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked after the game, what did he think about his guys' effort battling into extra innings, even though they've already won their division?
Fantastic. I mean, it was great. It was great. We did so many great things, and I'm proud of our guys for not just showing up and saying, well, we've clinched a bye, we won the division, and showing up and playing as hard as they did. That touched me. I mean, I really thought it was special. I know guys are disappointed we didn't win. I am too.
NFL. The Packers getting ready to play the Cowboys this week on Sunday Night Football. Green Bay, the Vikings, and Lions now all with a record of 2-1 after Detroit beat the Ravens last night 38-30 on Monday Night Football. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is Riley. My dad is Michael Keller, and he works for Northwoods Realty.
This is Sebastian. If you have questions regarding real estate, whether it's selling or buying, give him a call. He will work hard for you. Call or text him at 715-820-2242.
My dad takes great care of me, so I know he'll take great care of you too.
This is Mike Keller from Northwoods Realty. Give me a call or text at 715-820-2242.
Northwoods Service Center is your one-stop shop for Northwoods fun. Whether it's time to play or time to pack away, don't settle for less. Get your whole watercraft winterized by a certified power sports technician. Bring Jared your boat and your outboard motor. He's the one you want working the whole checklist and protecting your investment with the highest quality shrink wrap. They'll even park it for you and keep it safe at the new Northwoods Service Center storage lot. Get your boat taken care of, winterized, wrapped, and stored at Northwoods Service Center next to Valley Laundry in Park Falls. 715-518-9118.
Do Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keep coming back? Tremfya, guselkumab, may help, with rapid remission achieved at 12 weeks and lasting clinical remission at 1 year. Some even saw visible improvement of their intestinal lining at 12 weeks and 1 year. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active Crohn's disease and adults with moderately to severely active ulcerative colitis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Healing is possible with Tremfya. Approximately 3 out of 10 patients were in endoscopic remission at 1 year, based on areas visualized on colonoscopy, which may not represent the deeper bowel layer or entire GI tract. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some areas of fog through mid-morning, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows near 50. On Wednesday, some clouds to start, then increasing sunshine. A nice day with highs right around 70. Current temperature is 56 degrees.
98Q Country.
Loved him like he was the last man on earth. Gave him everything she ever had. He'd break her spirit down, then come loving up on her. Give a little and take it back. She'd tell him about her dreams, he'd just shoot them down. Lord, he loved to make her cry. You're crazy for believing you'll ever leave the ground. He said only angels know how to fly.
Sunday morning, man, she woke up fighting mad, bitching and moaning on and on about the time I had. And by Tuesday, you could say that girl was good as gone. And then when Thursday came around, I was all then I won $100 on a scratch-off ticket, bought 2 12-packs and a tank of gas with it. She swore they were a waste of time on
when she heard about my newfound luck on that FM dial. And it's crazy how lately now it just seems to come in waves. What I thought was gonna be the death of me was my saving grace. It's got me thinking that her leaving is the only logical reason that I got the last spot in the Hooters parking lot. And the waitress left her number on my check with a heart. She picked up on the first ring when I gave her a call. And I only spent $5 at the Moose Club raffle, one a used four-wheeler and three free passes for me and two of my buddies to play around a golf. Off ticket, bought two 12 packs and a tank of gas with it. She swore they were a waste of time, all, but she was wrong. And I was caller number five on the radio station, want a 4-day, 3-night beach vacation, deep sea senorita fishing down in Panama. And I ain't gotta see my ex future mother.
AQ Country.
I'm meeting my buddies out on the lake. We're headed out to a special place we love that just a few folks know. There's no signing up, no monthly dues. Take your Johnson, your Mercury, or your Evinrude and fire it up. Beat us out at Party Cove. Come on in, the water's fine. Just idle on over and toss us a line. Fast trackers, bail liners, and a party barge strung together like a floating trailer park. Anchored out, getting loud all summer long. Side by side, there's five houseboat front porches, AstroTurf lawn chairs and tiki torches. Regular Joes rocking the boat, that's us, the Redneck Yacht Club. Bermuda's flip-flops and a tank top tan. He popped his first top at 10 a.m. That's Bob. He's our president. We're checking out the girls on the upper deck, rubbing in the 15 SPF. It's hot. Everybody's jumping in. Later on when the sun goes down, we'll pull out the jar and that old guitar and pass them around. Bass trackers, bail liners, and a party barge strung together. Rocking the boat, that's us, the Redneck Yacht Club. When the party's over and we're all alone,
making waves in a no-wake zone. Fast trackers, bail liners, and a party barge strung together like a floating trailer park. Anchored out and getting loud all summer long. Side by side, there's five houseboat front porches, AstroTurf lawn chairs and tiki torches, regular Joes rocking the boat that's us. The Redneck Yacht Club. Redneck Yacht Club.
Craig Morgan, 98Q Country, and a good Tuesday morning to you. What a beautiful day yesterday was. I don't think it could have got any better than it was yesterday. It was afternoon, was just a calm wind, temperatures lingering in that 65-70 range. It was plenty warm in the sun, and it was perfect in the shade, cooled off a little bit overnight, just an absolutely perfect day yesterday. Can we do it again? I think you can. I'm cheering for you. I'm cheering for you. All right. You think you don't affect the weather, do you? Oh, come on. Of course. Of course you don't. We'll see about 67, 68 for the high temp. Our National Weather Service describes today as areas of patchy fog early. We're seeing a little patchy fog advisory out this morning, so be careful. School buses and stuff like that. Just be very, very careful if you run into a foggy spot. Partly cloudy skies, partly to mostly cloudy, so there'll be times to get a little bit more cloud cover than sun. Those winds will be northeast at about 5 to 10, and overnight lows tonight drop down to about 53. So it looks like everything's lining up for another really nice, really nice day today. The beginning of autumn, the first full day of autumn today, yesterday. Summer ended at about, noon or 1? Something like that. We're going to get you a keyword coming up. We're going to do our best to get you qualified in our green and gold text to win contest. If you haven't heard about it, every day, someone across our civic media is going to win $200 cash and some gold jewelry, gold-plated necklace. And then every time you text to win, 7 chances during the day, you'll get an entry in for the grand prize, which is a couple of club-level indoor seats to Green Bay in Minnesota on November 23rd. And it's a noon game in Green Bay. Plus, we'll give you a gas card to get you there and back. It's over a $1,500 value. Over a $1,500 value. Pretty cool. So stay tuned. First keyword, we do keywords 7 o'clock and then on the odds through the day. Odd numbers, 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 through the day. Keywords coming up for you on 98Q. Hope your Tuesday's a good one for you. Let's get it started with some words of wisdom. We take a moment this morning to focus on the family.
It's easy to feel bored these days. We live in luxury that past generations could only dream about, and yet more of us feel lonely, lost, and unhappy than ever before. It's no surprise why that is. Modern living fuels dissatisfaction. Technology changes so quickly that what feels shiny and new today is old and dull by tomorrow, which means no matter how good our lives become, we insist on having more, and we want bigger and better things. We're so distracted that we forgot just how good we have it. For example, did you know that just 150 years ago, most people had 0 bathrooms with indoor plumbing? Today, most of us have 2 or 3. Nobody had refrigerators, microwaves, or electric washing machines back then either. And you couldn't just run to the grocery store. A trip to town could take you all day, and a trip across country could take months. If you survived. In terms of luxury, you and I live in the top 1% of all human history. We live like kings, but are we happy? Mostly we're bored, because contentment isn't the result of convenience and comfort, but of meaning and purpose. To ignite your enthusiasm, don't seek an easier life, seek a greater adventure. Pursue something that transcends you, because in the end, it's not luxury that brings our souls to life, it's purpose. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. A shared message from the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
This year, the magic is calling you like never before. Craft your own magic at the Wicked Wand Workshop and race for glory at the Ninja Warrior Challenge. Feast on hearty turkey legs and cheer on live combat jousts. There's something for everyone in our magical village. Bring your family, bring your friends, and create memories that will last through the ages. The Minnesota Renaissance Festival, weekends August 16th through September 28th. Don't miss the adventure. Get your tickets at renaissancefest.com.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcasts at the top of the page. No, not the logo. You're already on the website. Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Uh-huh.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Uh-huh.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q Podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha. Uh-huh.
98Q Country. Country.
Hard. If you're over my love, girl, lay it on my heart. Don't try to say
drag me right now.
All day long.
All day.
My Country Station.
The man made a ball.
98Q Country.
Everybody's got a summer that they can't forget. They hold on to and go back to. Your mind's on the Carolina coast, still burning in my mind like a red sunset. Chasing embers till September, what I remember most. Bottle rockets in the sky, bare feet in the sand, bonfire in her eyes, cold beer in a can, moonlight on the waves, her kiss in the dark, the smile on her face when she'd make me break out of my guitar and play. Fingers wrapped up in mine, can still hear her laughing, see her dancing, you're making more than that sundress spin. Who says you can't go back in time? Yeah, when that song, it comes on, I'm on rewind and I'm 17 again. Bottle rockets in the sky, she'd make me break out of my guitar and play.
Hold my hand.
Want you to hold my hand.
Hold my hand.
Oh, oh,
oh. I got a hand for you.
Yeah, I got a hand for you.
I wanna run with you.
Wanna run with you. In the sky, bare feet in the sand, bonfire in her eyes, cold beer in a can, moonlight on the waves, her kiss in the dark, the smile.